From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Rescuers banging on a pipe in a ventilation hole at a West Virginia mine get no response this morning, and they can't re-enter the mine to continue looking for four trapped miners until methane gas vents out. 25 people are dead after Monday's methane explosion. West Virginia Senator Jay Rockefeller looks to what needs to happen to better protect miners.
I think now we have to kind of pull ourselves together and figure out what can we do to make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen again. You can never say that in coal mining because something always will happen again.
The non-union mine owned by Massey Energy has been cited numerous times for safety violations. Some employees question the company's compliance with ventilation rules designed to prevent methane buildup and explosions. Company head Don Blankenship downplays a link between the ventilation system and this week's explosion in an interview with the Associated Press. A fatal business jet crash last year in South Carolina is prompting the National Transportation Safety Board to warn aircraft operators to inflate tires properly. As NPR's Russell Lewis reports, investigators say thousands of jets may have underinflated tires.
The crash of the Learjet 18 months ago in Colombia drew headlines not because of the four people who died, but the two who lived, the drummer of Blink 182, Travis Barker, and celebrity disc jockey DJ AM. The small jet was departing after a late-night concert, but just before liftoff, four of its tires disintegrated. The plane hurtled down the runway, crashed through a fence, and slammed into a hill. The NTSB faulted the flight crew for aborting the takeoff, but investigators say the accident might have been prevented if the tires had been properly inflated. Mechanics of business jets are supposed to check tire pressures, but the NTSB says some private operators don't do it enough and are unaware how often tires should be replaced. Russell Lewis, NPR News.
Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa has ordered all city departments to close 2 days a week. NPR's Ina Jaffe says the move comes after the city controller's warning that L.A. could run out of money next month.
Villaraigosa called the cuts difficult but necessary, adding that the ordered shutdowns will not include police and fire. The mayor's decision came one day after L.A. Controller Wendy Gruhl sent the mayor and the city council a memo recommending that they transfer $90 million from the reserve fund, quote, to continue to pay the bills and to ensure the fiscal solvency of the city. While Los Angeles has struggled through the recession like many cities, this latest cash crunch stems from a fight with L.A.'s independent municipal utility, the Department of Water and Power. After the city council rejected a proposed rate hike, the DWP, as it's known, said it would be unable to make an expected payment to the city of more than $73 million. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Kyrgyzstan police have fired on protesters in the capital's main square. At least four people are dead. Thousands of people angry over arrests of opposition leaders have tried to seize the main government building. The protesters want President Kurmanbek Bakiev to resign. Political turmoil has gripped Kyrgyzstan since March. Brazilian authorities fear more rain could cause more mudslides in Rio de Janeiro, where the heaviest rains on record have already sent killer mudslides down slopes. Homes are collapsed. At least 95 people have died. Precariously perched shacks on steep hillside slums are now rubble under tons of mud. Forecasters say the 11 inches of rain that's hit Rio in less than 24 hours isn't over. Two reports show that birth rates are falling in the U.S., and the drop may be linked to the recession, as NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
The National Center for Health Statistics says there's been a 2% drop in the U.S. birth rate since 2007. The Pew Research Center notes that throughout the 1990s and much of the last decade, birth rates had reached their highest level. But as the recession set in late 2007, there was a fall off in fertility that coincided with deteriorating economic conditions. Researchers found a strong association between states where per capita income slowed and housing prices fell, and the decline in birth rates. States such as Arizona and Florida, for example, experienced steeper drops in the birth rate than the national average. They also saw a greater loss of per capita income and higher foreclosure rates than most of the states. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.